Before we get started, I would like to ask everybody to please keep my mom on the prayer list. She was supposed to have surgery and change it to the 22nd, which is Tuesday. And Thursday, they canceled it because they can't get her sugar down. Mm-hmm. Her sugar is way out of range. And right now, everything she eating is turning into sugar. She can't even eat nothing. And two fifteen this morning, I got a call. She was having a heart attack. So I'm asking everybody to please keep her in prayer.
Yes, sir.
She's stable, but right now it's just, you know, rough. Mm.
So. He'll deliver, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll do that right now.
Amen. Yes,
all in the name of Jesus, we come on behalf of Mother, Sister Mark McIntosh. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we call on you, God, because we know that you have the answer and can do all things.
Yes, Lord.
Move in her situation, God, and regulate her body, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, let everything come back to normal. We bound that sugar condition. We bound in the name of Jesus. And we release healing by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, for you said we just frankly are healed.
Yes.
Right now, God, we are thanking you now for bringing that sugar down.
Yes,
God, and stopping the heart attack. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He's able.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise God. Jesus, this is a day that the Lord has made, y'all. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, yeah.
We come to rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah.
That's right. Thank you, God.
Glory be to God.
Good to be here.
Yes, it
God
is.
Has just been too good. So good.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day.
Yes,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Another day the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are grateful that he has allowed us to be a part of this day.
Amen.
Amen. Didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes, amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he did it for
hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
You have some praise in your house.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Glory be to God. This is day 171.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you, God.
Hallelujah. And we'll stay here.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Glorify God. We bless his holy name. For yet another day.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
That he has blessed us and brought us into.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Anybody out there glad to be in the house?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Make a drop of knowledge to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him for what he continues to do.
Thank you,
Jesus. Bless him for what he will do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He is God.
Yes, Lord.
And he's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Has it been good to you?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, Lord. It's been good to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Real good.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glorify
God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Blessing us to be amongst them.
Yes.
Okay. We are so glad to be in the number.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
God has brought us together.
Yes, sir. Yes.
By way of Zoom.
Uh-huh. Amen.
One more time.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So we are grateful to God for this opportunity to share with you in His Word on this day that has been set apart as Father's Day.
Yes.
Amen. And we are grateful for every father. And fathers are important.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now, guess what? If there was no father, there wouldn't be no mothers.
Amen.
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 There wouldn't be no fathers, or they have an important role.
Mm-hmm.
In our existence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And nobody will be here without the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
It started with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God the
Almighty. Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. So He is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all earth keep silent before Him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I think shall stand within our gates, O Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad to be amongst you.
Amen. Today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are going to start off with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord.
Yes, God.
Lord, bless this service in a special way.
Please,
bless it as only you can, Lord.
Yes, God.
Bless the fathers, Lord. Bless the mothers that have played the fatherly role, Lord.
Yes, God.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
As the one and only Father.
Yes, Lord.
The one and only true and living God.
Yes, God.
We just thank you for being God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that he died, that we may have life. And
yes,
have
God. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit that leads
us.
Yes,
God.
We just said thank you.
Thank you,
another
Lord.
Day. Bless us, Lord, and bless the hearers of the word, that
yes,
they
God.
May be doers of the word.
In yes, Jesus'
name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. God. We're going to have our affirmation of faith at this time by Master Jamea. Akiva. Down there.
Ooh.
Down there.
Down
there. Mm-hmm.
Down there, Makiva. Jamea.
He must be having some difficult problems, Pastor.
Go ahead, do it.
We believe that God is Father Almighty and that He is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that He is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, then buried. On the third day, He rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in His kingdom. He will come back, as He promised, to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. We're glad to be, and remember one more time, this is another day that we have with the Lord. All right, and we're going to go into whoever is at this point. Now, the book of Psalms 139. Begin with verse 13.
Amen.
Over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 139.
Amen.
Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my ring, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know right well. For my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously walked in the lowest part of the earth. I did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my memories were written, which in countenance were fashioned when yet there was none of them. We're going to pick it back from last Sunday. We talked about you are somebody.
Amen.
And continue with that today by saying, and you are special.
Amen.
And you are special.
Amen.
We in this word, because some of us I'm beginning to feel like we are not counted. We are lost connection. God is not doing what God said He would do. We want you to know that you are very important to our God.
Amen.
You are very special to a God. Just think, you are chosen one of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just haphazardly here.
Mm-hmm.
It just put you in a sifter and shook it and found who came through it. You've been picked by God himself. And you were picked by him from before the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Okay. You were picked to come into this world the time that you came into it.
Mm-hmm.
For when he brought you in here, he brought you in here for a purpose.
Yes.
Everyone has a purpose for God in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
He will keep you. He will sustain you.
Yes.
He will provide for you.
Yes, he will.
All right. So God will make a way for you.
Amen.
Because he has a purpose for you. Mm-hmm. And he's going to keep you here until that purpose is performed. So everybody got a place in this world and a reason for being here.
Mm-hmm.
We thank it for our pleasure.
Yes, yes.
But it's not for our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's for God's pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You are made to give God glory.
Mm-hmm.
You made for his glory and not ours.
That's true.
We're made to fulfill God's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen.
And not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, like Romans 8:28 says, and you know that all things are working together toward the good of them that love God.
Amen.
For them according to their call, according to his purpose.
Yes, amen.
So we are here for God's purpose.
Yes,
amen. Now,
you may not know what his purpose is, but he will reveal it to you if you ask him.
Yes, he will.
And what your purpose here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
He has brought you here, not just to have you there lingering, but to have you in as his workmen of his hand. He has shared you with each other, and you're there to fulfill that God that maybe that will be there if you want there at your appointed time. So each of us have an appointed time with God. And whatever we go through is according to God's will.
Amen.
And according to the appointed time he had in place for you. And so then, keep this in mind. You are special.
Amen.
Okay. You are a royal priesthood. Okay. You are important.
Yes, sir.
You may not look like a priest. Or you may not look like you a king.
My Lord.
Or a prince. Or a queen. Or a princess. But you are all of that.
Yes.
And more.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. The thing is, we're looking at the outer appearance of us.
Man, that's right.
When we need to look at that inward man.
That's true.
Okay. The inward man is what's there to please God. The outward man is just how to hold you in.
Mm-hmm.
So the The word say that this earthly house will dissolve. Mm-hmm. I got another house.
Yes.
It's not built by hand, but eternal in the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got an earthly house,
mm-hmm.
and we have a heavenly house.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're through with one house, we're moving to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
This house that we're in now continues to decay,
mm-hmm.
continue to fall apart.
Yes.
We patch it up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Patch come off sometime. Yeah. Put another patch on.
Amen. Yep.
Okay. And so we'll do what we can to keep the house working. And you think it's for you to feel better.
My Lord.
It's actually to fulfill the purpose that God had you here for.
Amen.
God didn't just choose you,
mm-hmm.
but he made you.
Yes, he did.
Okay. So you won't own the market.
Uh-huh.
All right. You will not own the market. God made you himself.
Yes,
he did. Yeah.
You didn't go no place to buy you
uh-huh.
or to select you.
That's true.
You were made by God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. God. You find that in creation,
mm-hmm.
everything was made. Right? By the speaking of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the be part was, it came to existence.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But man,
uh-huh.
God said, let us make man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Meaning that he has to physically now get involved
uh-huh.
in the formation
uh-huh.
of man.
Amen. Amen.
God said, let us make man.
Yes, yes.
We're talking to the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Who had been here at the beginning with God.
Amen.
Because God is three. Mm-hmm. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The word said in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God.
Amen.
The Word was with God.
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh.
Uh-huh.
And dwelt here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
With our God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He came to save. That's how special we are.
Amen.
He gave us his home in glory.
Wow. Yes, he did.
Come down to a sinful world.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Knowing that he will be rejected.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that he will be persecuted.
Yes.
Knowing that he will be crucified.
Uh-huh.
But he gave up all his privileges and came on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To save us.
Glory to God.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And to give us a chance to live
mm-hmm.
throughout eternity.
Glad about it.
Hello. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this is what God done.
Uh-huh.
God took subatomic particles
uh-huh.
that are called neutrons and protons.
Uh-huh.
Neutrons has no charge on them, but protons has a positive charge.
Teach it, mm-hmm. Pastor, teach it.
And he took these subatomic particles
mm-hmm.
and made him that he made when he created the heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
But on nothing made.
Mm-hmm.
has been made, except God did it. All right, so these products were made in creation. Now God takes part of his creation and use it to make man.
Amen.
With these subatomic particles, God combined the exact number of protons and neutrons.
Amen.
Hello. Make some atomic particles that are called nucleus. Okay, so he takes the protons and the neutrons and place them together.
My Lord.
Okay, and they form what we call the nucleus of the atom.
My Lord.
Okay, now the nucleus, along with the subatomic particles known as electrons and protons, and forms atoms. The atom itself is held together by another subatomic particle called the electron.
Yes, yes.
The electrons hold them together by spinning around them. Okay, creating an electromagnet force.
Yes, Lord.
All right, that holds the atoms together.
And
they have equal amount of the electrons as it has in protons. The electrons are negative. So the negative and the positive. Okay, attract one another. These particles God formed
my Lord
to make man called the electrons, neutrons, protons come together, and it forms also a electronic particle, an atomic particle known as element. Okay. Everything that you see, everything that exists,
my Lord,
everything, including you and me,
yes, Lord,
are made from elements. In creation, God put 92 of these elements in the earth.
Oh, Jesus.
From these 92 elements, everything that you see or hear or whatever that exists anywhere comes from those 92 elements.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. Now, these elements include like oxygen, nitrogen, sodium, potassium, and we see all the time in the medication you take. Okay, in the food that the seasoning you put in the food.
My Lord.
These are elements that when put together form compounds.
Oh my God, yes.
Now, the 92 elements. Exist in nature, we call them natural occurring. But man has used those 92 and made 26 more elements. When I was in school, there was, I think, 108 total. Now they're going to make some more. 26 total, for a total of 118 elements. It is from these new elements that they've been making that we're able to have what we're doing now, a Zoom service. It's from these new elements. They are atomic elements. radioactive.
Yes, yes.
Let your cell phone got some radiation in it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yep.
Okay. Is they using these radioactive elements to do things that had been done before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To make things that was thought was impossible at one point and now become possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's from these elements in 92, and again, these coming from these 92 elements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God had to choose and select the right one to make man. He handpicked them and put them where he wanted them to be.
Yes.
God took these elements and he made compounds with them.
My Lord.
He took the compounds and he made molecules.
Mm-hmm.
He took the molecules and made organelles.
Uh-huh.
He took the organelles and he made cells.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach
cells. And he made tissue.
Mm-hmm.
He took the tissue and he made organs. Organs and he made systems.
Yes.
And he took the systems and arranged them in a body and made them like into his own image.
Glory be to God.
And he called him man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day, God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God made man.
Yes, he did.
Okay, he formed them with his own hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put them in the right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Do what he wanted him to do.
Amen.
That's how special you are.
Yeah,
he took the time to weave you together little bit by little bit, system by system, organ by organ. He took the time to form you. But then this mighty God.
Oh, what a good God.
This all powerful God.
Yes, he is.
Took man so special. That he got on his knees.
Yes, yes.
And took his mouth to man's nostrils. And this mighty God.
Yes, sir.
Performed the first CPR.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
On man. On the first man that was made.
Yes.
He blew into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yes.
That's how special you are.
Glory be to God.
God specialized
in
bringing you to life.
Yes, sir.
To perform CPR.
Yes.
That
yes,
we God. Use today to save lives.
Yeah.
God is all knowing,
all
careful, all willing, all hopeful.
Yes.
He will do it for you.
Yes.
He's put you in his hand.
Uh-huh.
Like hand. Like you're in the part of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the clay.
Yeah.
He made you from his own wisdom.
Yes.
His
yes,
own
sir.
Knowledge. Mm-hmm. He knew Adam before he made him.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that's anything. He already knew him. Mm-hmm. Before the beginning of time.
Yes, sir.
He knew you before you were born.
Yes, sir.
Oh God, before Adam was done.
Hallelujah.
Known, oh God, before Eve was done.
Uh-huh.
Known, oh God, because he had you all in his plan.
Yes,
God got a plan for you.
Yes.
And he whipped you to walk in that plan.
Uh-huh.
To talk in that plan. He wants you to exist in that plan.
Yes.
He wants you to act in that plan. His plan is called the Holy Bible.
Yes.
Look at that word.
Yes.
God will find, you will find the answer to the problem. In the word of God, you're delivered.
Yes.
Then the word of God, your hope. Then the word of God.
Yes.
All that you can do, all that you can hope,
is
yours. So David said,
my Lord,
I will praise you Yes. Was a wonderful land. And fearfully made.
Yes.
God didn't just make anything. But he made somebody.
Man.
He made somebody important. He made you.
Yes.
And you are important
in
his plan.
Yes.
So keep your head up high. Keep your head on your face. Don't let nobody pull you down.
Yes.
Know that you are what God said you were.
Amen.
You are all that God said you'd be.
Yes.
You are God's chosen one. You're the chosen vessel. A royal priesthood.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are.
Yes. Glory to God.
Who God said you are. You are special.
Yes, man.
Tell somebody that tiny body call you something and say, God, I'm so special.
Yes.
That God made me by his own hand.
Amen.
God held me.
Yes.
In his hand, and he's holding me right now.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
He will
keep
you.
Yes.
And he'll hold you.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he'll be holding you in his hand, keeping you from knocking somebody else out.
Yeah. Amen.
Because if there's something that hurt your feelings.
Amen.
And took all that was in you.
Amen.
To knock them down.
Amen.
That was God holding you.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You thought you were doing it.
Amen.
That's his name.
But God was holding your hand.
Amen.
God was keeping you from cursing them out.
Yes.
Because you're still in the flesh.
Amen.
And the flesh around raises up its ugly head every once in a while.
Amen.
Flesh will call you to do things that you wouldn't do.
Yes.
That's true. So true.
Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present.
Always
when I the things I wanted to do,
I
didn't do.
I find myself not being able to do it. When I try to do the right thing, I find myself doing the wrong thing.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. But God do it for us.
Amen.
Are you just that important?
Yes.
So because you don't have what somebody else don't have, and you're not supposed to have it.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
All the words that God ain't gonna withhold nothing that's good from you.
Amen.
And so if you don't have it, you're not supposed to have it.
Amen.
He didn't make all of us the same.
No.
He wanted us all just like we are.
Amen.
Amen.
So stop trying to be somebody else.
Amen.
And just be yourself.
Amen.
Man, that's right.
And be the best self you can be.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah.
Because God made you that way.
Yes,
amen. That's right.
Wonderfully.
Amen.
And fearfully made.
Yes.
It made us. Important, and he has made us beautiful in his time. Okay. So we are all beautiful, okay, in God's plan.
Amen.
Okay, everybody. And we say this as we've been saying in the past and closing. There's nobody ugly.
Amen.
That's right.
Fast.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
All your eyes can't see the beauty. But I don't mean it's there, not there. Mm-hmm. Because the word says in the Ecclesiastes, the third chapter,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the 11th verse or 12th, that he has made everything beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
And in his time.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And uh-huh. his time is forever.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you see, everything is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see it, you need to get your eyes checked out.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I mean your spiritual eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So you go to the doctor for your physical eyes.
Yes.
Now you need to go to Jesus, Dr. Jesus, for your spiritual eyes.
Uh-huh.
And find all the good.
Yes, sir.
Find all the beauty
mm-hmm.
that God has put in your life.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
And all you can focus on is the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But he made you wonderfully and he made you fearfully.
Amen.
All right. You are special.
Special. Amen.
You are one of a kind.
Yes. Tell it, Pastor. Thank Amen. You.
Hallelujah.
Be satisfied with who you are.
Because
mm-hmm. nobody else can be it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
All right. And don't worry about somebody not complimenting you.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
You just need to compliment yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to please everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And please yourself.
Amen. That's true.
But when you please yourself,
uh-huh.
you can be that witness that God called you to be.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can be that light he that made light. You to be.
Amen.
There you go.
That and light. Put that light on that hill.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
And let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it shine.
Yes.
Let it shine.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Glory be to God.
That's all he asks you to do. Just let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let's make it shine.
That's true.
Let it shine.
Just let it shine. He's the light.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
He's the light. And all you got to do is let it shine.
Tell it, Pastor.
Turn it off.
Man.
And let it shine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let it shine because you're special in God's plan.
Amen.
And when you don't let your light shine, the plan don't go as it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Tell
the truth,
thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If you never try the Lord before, you need to try him now. If you never try the Lord before, come on. Try him now. Hey, hey, hey. Try God, try God. Try him, try God. All you need.
Mm-hmm.
Try him now.
Amen.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Trying to find a little peace within. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that so ever believe it. To live again. If
mm-hmm.
you never try the Lord before you need, try him now. Hey, yeah. hey, try my God, try God, try him, try. Oh, you need, try him. I try him for myself, try my God, come on and try him. Oh, you need, try him now.
Man.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes.
Trying to find a little peace within.
Mm.
God so loved the world, he gave his only son that so never believe it to live again. If you never try the try the Lord before you leave. Try him. Yeah. Yeah. Try God, try God. Come on and try him before you leave. Try him now. Try my God. Come on and try him before you leave. Try him now. Slow peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. There you go.
Yeah, that is
the
time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Right. I am every day. All day. Let him be first.
Yes. Amen.
I got a new request.
What'd you say, Cass?
Praise God. Again, we say Happy Father's Day to every father out there.
Yes, sir. We
need and remember, if it wasn't for fathers, there wouldn't be nobody else.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Happy Father's Day to you and everyone else.
Thank you.
And all the mothers that took the Father's place.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to say Happy Father's Day to my brother, Pastor Burnett, and to all the other fathers that are on the Zoom today.
Amen.
Enjoy your day. Have a special day. God bless you.
Enjoy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everyone. All the men.
Thank you.
Wives, make sure you cook a good dinner for your husbands today.
Amen.
Stop wash the dishes.
And Mary, you talking? You probably got brought everything.
I cooked everything yesterday.
Really, Cliff? You not eating leftovers?
I'm too tired from washing dishes.
My sister be killing her husband. She be giving him leftovers.
Well, you know, she can't do it alone, so I'm grateful to help her.
I'm going to tell his family and make sure they get to my house. I'm talking about all the leftovers in his bed.
Johnny.
All right, I done had a good laugh for today. All right, yeah. Well, have a blessed one.
Tried to get on, but he kept getting kicked out, so he was trying.
Mine was acting like he kept freezing.
What's happened?
I guess the Wi-Fi is acting up.
On tomorrow. At 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And I sent the information to you, Wayne.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll have a vision prayer on. And I sent the telephone number to Wayne, praying for our bishop for healing. He is doing better, but he's not out of the water yet. So I sent this information to Wayne so he can post it. Anybody that want to get on that prayer tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, please join us in prayer for Bishop Reddick.
Man.
I just want to say I thank the Lord for being here this morning. I thought I'm not going to be on the Zoom, but God worked it out, and I'm so glad that I'm here. And praising God every step of the way. I'll probably join y'all tomorrow night because prayer is needed. It's needed. So let us come on out and join everybody. And I love you all. I hope to be home some night time this week. So I don't know.
Amen.
God be the glory. Yes, sir.
Eldridge Bush, you ain't stopped glowing yet. Amen.
Come on and give the benediction.
And the luxury that he brings.
We can do that.
Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.